All right, next up, let's open up a work session on LD 593, an act to increase the bag limit for smelts for personal use from 2 quarts to 4 quarts. And I bet Lena has a...
So this is LD 593, an act to increase the bag limit for smelts for personal use from 2 quarts to 4 quarts. So the bill as written amends the statute under Inland Fisheries and Wildlife and the Department of Marine Resources to have a bag limit on smelts from at 4 quarts. I think in the So the bill as written amends both sections of statute. There is an amendment that was proposed by Senator Moore, the sponsor, that would strike the reference to inland fisheries and wildlife and solely amend the section that is under the Department of Marine Resources. And in testimony at the public hearing, the committee heard from the sponsor, who noted that the concept came from a fisherman who uses smelt for his personal use, including through the winter. And in testimony in opposition to the bill, the committee heard about there being some benefits to setting bag limits through rulemaking rather than in statute. The committee also heard about that in many parts of the state, the population of smelt is in decline, and an increase in the bag limit would have a negative impact on the remaining population. And the committee also did hear about DMR and their engagement in a population survey effort with some other organizations, and that found no increase in spawning streams or in the number of spawning smelts, and that, again, making changes to bag limits through rulemaking gives DMR the ability to respond quickly to changes in the population of the resource. And then in testimony, neither for nor against the bill, the committee heard about how certain parts of the state would maybe be able to support that proposed bag limit, but changes across the board are not supported by data on the population of smelt. And there is a preliminary fiscal impact statement that's attached from OFPR. So I direct you to that to take a peek at the potential impact there. And I also attached DMR's 2022 Sea Run Rainbow Smelt Regulations, just to, as a reference of how these regulations kind of work here. And that is all I've got on LD 593.
Thank you, Elena. Any questions?
So I'm looking at the flyer. So it looks like in zone one and zone two, you could do, zone two, you could do 4 quarts a day, certain times of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Is that right? Am I reading this right?
Yes.
Right. Okay.
That's what the law.
Oh yeah, hook and line. That's not netting.
Well, it's not specifically. Is it specifically for netting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I clearly need lunch.
You want some smelts? Yeah.
I know. I'm getting hungry.
Which is much more difficult to do.
Oh yes, it takes much longer than scooping it. But I guess
when you might have.
Elena, is this bill specifically only referring to using a net, scooping? It just seems like it says bag limit, which I assume is just total take.
I don't believe the bill specifies that, unless there is some sort of limitation in the use of the term bag limit that suggests some sort of method of taking, but I believe it's just a general limit.
So it would take them longer, but if somebody wanted to travel to one of these other areas and hook and line 4 quarts a day, it seems like it would be, right? Really, it takes a lot of effort, huh?
recreational
Any other Questions or comments? Thoughts? Yes, Representative Strout.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is for DMR. So I don't know if they're allowed to come back.
Would somebody?
Yeah.
Come on up.
It's more curiosity because that's kind of what I'm good at, is asking questions. So I know Zone 3, which is where I am, and Senator Moore had the concerns. I know you check the smelts, but how do you determine that there's not a lot where Zone 3 is, I guess? Because I know when I go smelt, there are a lot where I go, and I'm not telling anybody where that is, but it is in Zone 3. So I just am curious, is that looked at to change maybe Zone 3 to allow more than the other two?
Senator Revy, Representative Hepler, members of the committee, Pat Kelleher, DMR. Can I phone a friend? So I brought with me one of my senior scientists from the Bureau of Sea Run Fisheries, who has a tremendous amount of experience on the ground, on the water, in regards to this issue. So he may be better to speak to some of the population issues within Washington County. I just want to remind the committee, what we're very concerned with is putting bag limits in statute. Mm-hmm. So I'll leave you with that. And
sure.
Mike, I'm going to come up to say
it. Welcome.
Welcome. Senator Rennie, Representative Pelpler, members of the Joint Standing Committee, my name is Michael Brown, and I'm a resource biologist for the Maine Department of Marine Resources, and I'd be glad to answer whatever questions you have on smelt biology and science.
Did you hear Representative Strout's question?
Okay. I did. And there's a number of ways that we sample there. We have a longstanding 22-year trawl survey that covers waters of Washington County. We've also had some on-the-ground sampling efforts that were conducted from 2006 to 2011 that covered the numbers of those waters that documented smelt populations at that time, along with law enforcement assistance from 2005 to 2007 and again in 2009, that utilized Marine Patrol officers to take a look at the streams that they have in their area, in their district, that they're very familiar with. The law enforcement folks generally know where smelting's going on, especially the good places, even the secret places. So hopefully they haven't identified yours, but they may have. and the feedback we get from those, and along with the citizen science work that we've done for the last 3 years, going on 4 years, all indicate that there are a general decline in smelt populations. That's not to say that there aren't streams, and there are generally 30 or 40 streams that have done well, have historically done well, continue to do well, but overall we see a declining population statewide, and even in Washington County, and some of those streams that aren't producing the numbers that we see now. Those are the tools that we've used in the past to monitor them, and those are some of the tools that we use going forward, especially the citizen science project, which has focused on Washington County, Hancock County, last couple of years, although the pandemic has sort of thrown a wrench in that, because we do rely on NGOs. Downey Salmon Federation has participated in that, coordinated some of those efforts for us. They're located specifically in Washington County. Made 588 visits to streams last year. We hope to increase that by at least two times. So we hope to have over 1,000 visits this year, be able to compare not just streams that do well, but streams that don't do well. And one of the concerns that we have as biologists is to make sure, and one of the ways that we'll gauge how well those populations do, especially down east, is that we want to see that these streams that are doing well, that those populations expand into streams that were historically populated or continue to have some smelts, but not as high of a population as they once had. And we want to see those populations sort of expand into streams that have some capacity to do that. We haven't seen that to a degree that we really feel comfortable or really encouraged and moving forward with that work.
Yes, Senator Moore.
just a question I would have is, what would cause you to do a rule change?
what caused us to do
new, like if you in the surveys and you know everything is changing, you know that all of a sudden maybe there's a surge of smells.
So what we'll do is we'll do our annual assessments. Like so, we do the trawl survey. We do that every spring and fall. It's been going on for 22 years. We'll get the results from our citizen science information again this year to see what they're seeing. Are they seeing more smelts and more locations? We'll talk to them. The Marine Patrol officers will interview anglers. We're out there doing our citizen science work. And then as biologists, what we do is we'll pass those on to the commissioner's office for appropriate management of the species based on what we collect for biological data.
So what would trigger a change? If there was a great amount of increase or?
I would say a rate of increase that would indicate that we're seeing expansion of the existing populations into new streams and a turnaround of the general trend, certainly for the trawl survey, where we start to see an increasing numbers of fish, not necessarily for a 22-year period, but for a period of 2 or 3 years, so that we know it's not necessarily a one good spawning event. Okay.
Sure. That's what I was, through, but yeah, that's it would, what I was it would curious take a
couple
about.
Years yeah. for us to be able to okay. document that, pass that information along.
Thank you.
Representative Landry.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you. That's pretty insightful. I have two questions. Is there any potential in repopulating or putting seed or into these streams that aren't?
There is some potential for that, and that has certainly been done in fresh inland water lakes and streams. We don't do that very often with sea run smelts. For a couple of reasons. One is they're not site-specific spawners. So smelts that spawn in stream A, if we were to take them and put them in stream B, won't always go back to stream B. They may go to stream C or D. So there's not an expectation that we would see a population increase in a specific area that we were trying to increase the population. In addition to that, from a biological standpoint, it's very time consuming and takes a lot of effort because we'll have to go there for a considerable number of nights, making sure we get the egg capturing material down, it's secured, make sure that there are appropriate numbers of smelt eggs on that material, and that we then take that material and then make sure there's no disease. So we'll soak it in some solutions that will prevent the spreading of disease from one area to another if we were to have some outbreak that we weren't aware of at that point. So it's pretty time consuming for us to be able to do that. Not that it's impossible, but it would take a lot of time and effort. And I don't know that we would be able to make a really significant change in the population at that point. We're better off to have the smelts do that on their own if they can at all.
And one more question. The reasons for lower production or lower smelt numbers of smelts in one stream, is it environmental or?
That's what we see. We see a lot of environmental impacts from water quality, from development, changes in climate, from sea level change to the amount of runoff that we see during the springtime. So there seem to be a lot of environmental factors that indicate that they're having a big impact on the smelt populations. In addition to predation, if you folks are in Augusta here at a time when the ice goes out, you'll have to see big rafts of mergansers. And we don't have that ice cover that protects those pre-spawning fish as late into the year as we typically do. So those birds who are looking and gearing up for nesting activity are really focused on high protein sources of food at this time of year, and smelts were really provided a terrific source for that. So that's something that we're also interested in finding out a little bit more as well.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Representative Dill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So the bag limits right now in zone 1, 2, and 3 are all set by the department rules. I move on not to pass.
Got a second over here. All right. Discussion, ready to vote. All right. Here comes Linda.
Now, I'm sorry, I didn't catch the second.
I believe the second was Representative Thorne. And